Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. And all things are possible now that you're here.
We'd open our Bibles this morning to Romans chapter 10. This morning we're going to speak from Christ as Mr. God Revealed, number 150 in the series, Christian Life number 30, and the title of the sermon is His Name Brings His Presence. Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise of God. Acts 2:21, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Again, the same promise of God. Mark 13:13, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Again, we see the promise of God, and it all has to do with his name. Matthew 10:22, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Again, promise of salvation through his name. Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now this morning, before we go to prayer, we're looking at the name of Jesus and the power of that name, and how there is no salvation outside of that name, and how even demons will tremble at the name of Jesus. And we know, according to Scripture, we've already read that salvation is only in the name of Jesus, in no other name. We're going to be looking at a kind of a mini series now on the name, and so let's just bow our heads in prayer. Dear gracious Father, we're so thankful, Lord, for these scriptures showing that our salvation comes in the name of Jesus Christ. And we know there's power in that name, and we know that that name actually speaks of your presence. And so, Father, we know that that name speaks of your nature and your character and everything about you. And that name was declared through your Son, Jesus. And that name was magnified and manifested to all men, the very nature and character of you, O God. And so, Father, we know also that the bride is to receive that name, for she is to be married in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we commit our life, we commit all that we do, as your scripture says, all that we would do in word or in deed, we do all in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Now, this morning, we're going to look at the name of Jesus and the power of that name. And speaking of that name, I would like to read what Brother Branham says in the next paragraph in Christ is Mystery of God Revealed. He says, now, show me where somebody was baptized in the body in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And what you recognize, see? I realize I'm talking to thousands on tape. You know, we got a tape ministry around the world. What name are you baptized in? For there is not another name given under heaven, said the Word, whereby man can be saved. And if you're baptized to show your belief in Christ and then take on a creed name, then you're a hybrid. So we see the importance of the name, not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Those are titles, but we see the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in a sermon, Witness, Brother Branham says, every man today knows that he can take the name of Jesus Christ and meet any foe at any place, any time, and he will be defeated. I've met with witch doctors, I've met demons of all sorts and never seen a time, but they'd bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Tell you, friends, when the church lost the name and the power of the name of Jesus Christ, they lost it. When Moses went down to Egypt, if they could ever got that stick out of his hand, they had him whipped. But in that stick was where the power laid. If they ever got that stick out of his hand, they had him whipped. Now remember, it was the stick that smote the rock. It was the stick that they held into the air. It was a stick, remember, they held the stick up in there. It was a stick that held over the waters. It was God's judgment rod. And what the stick was in Moses' hand, the name of Jesus Christ is to the born again church. Amen. Get it away from there and it's gone. Yes, sir. Oh, that name. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. When temptations round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer. Watch demons scatter. Yes, sir, the name of Jesus Christ. David said, you meet me as a Philistine with an armor and a spear, but I meet you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. Now watch. He had five stones. He had five fingers. He sling wrapped it in Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. Faith, F-A-I-T-H. Faith in Jesus. And here he comes. Something has to happen. I tell you, when he turned that stone loose, the Spirit of God caught into that stone and slew Goliath, cut his head off, and all the others weakened down, and the armies of Israel took courage, and they cut Philistines plumb to the wall. That's what it means tonight. Somebody's got an experience to stand up and to prove the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The rest of them will take courage, and here they'll come. Some of you on cots, wheelchairs, try it once and watch the group follow you. Take courage. Go on. Notice Brother Branham is talking about the power in the name. I remember Brother Branham telling the story when he was in Germany. And he said the witch doctors there were saying, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, ooh. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, ah. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, ooh. And they brought in a storm right inside the tent. And Brother Branham came and he said, I adjure thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to leave. And that storm just whoosh, right away. Notice the name. The power is in the name. Notice Brother Branham's words here. It says, the name of Jesus is on your hands, is the power of God in your hands. Just like Moses, the rod was in Moses' hands, he used to manifest the power of God. And you have the name of Jesus to bring forth the manifestation of the power of God, but why don't you use it? Jesus said in John 14:12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you ask in my name, and that's the key, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. From God's chosen place of worship. He says, now, we say the church, the great mighty church, she did this or she did that. She's weighed the storms. We've picked up in the population. We've got great numbers. We're a mighty church. She's a great thing. But God never said anything about she. He said him. Him is the meeting place, the Lamb, not the church. It's not her name. It's his name. He didn't put her name anywhere. He put his name in him. That's why all we must do in word or in deed, we must all do in the name of Jesus Christ. If we pray, we got to pray in the name of Jesus. If we ask a petition, we've got to ask the petition in the name of Jesus. If we walk, we must walk in the name of Jesus. If we talk, we must talk in the name of Jesus. If we baptize, we've got to baptize in the name of Jesus. For all that we do in word or deed, we do all in the name of Jesus Christ. From Be Certain of God, Brother Branham says, these signs shall follow them that believe. You believe that I believe? You believe? Then these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe it? Pass by. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you get well. He's doing a prayer line right now. Come, sister, crippled. You believe that God can heal the crippled boy sitting there? Can heal you too? Then give him praise and you get well in the name of Jesus Christ. Come, sister, do you believe in the name of Jesus Christ? Be made well. Do you believe, little boy, in the name of Jesus Christ? God, heal this child. Do you believe, brother, in the name of Jesus Christ? May he be healed. You believe, sister, in the name of Jesus Christ? Be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. You believe, sister, in the name of Jesus Christ? Be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed, brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Come, sister, you believe with all your heart in the name of Jesus Christ? May you be well. In the name of Jesus Christ, may my brother be healed. 12 times, 12 people coming through. That was just in one paragraph. I didn't bother to go through the rest of the prayer line. 12 times out of 12 people, Brother Branham lays hands on those people, and he just doesn't say, you know, be healed, be healed, be healed, or oh Lord, you know, I pray that you would heal, and all this other stuff. He just said, in the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name. He used the name of Jesus, and he gets results. I kind of watch these things, and over the years I've noticed quite a few people when they pray, they never use the name of Jesus. They say, oh Lord, we pray in your name, but they don't say what the name is. Oh God, we pray in your name, but they don't say what the name is. Listen, there's many lords, there's many gods. You know, I don't say many gods, but there's a God of this evil age. He's a different God than the God we believe in. There's many lords. The word Baal, you know, he's a false God. And Baal actually means Lord. It means master. And every husband is the Lord of his wife. So you sisters, when you're praying, oh Lord, make sure you put the name Jesus on there. You could be praying to your husband. You understand? In other words, the name is significant. The name is important. The name is power. As Brother Branham said, that rod in Moses' hand, that's how God demonstrated his power. God demonstrates his power through the name of Jesus. Amen. Again, from total separation from unbelief, we hear Brother Branham call out the name of Jesus for everyone passing through the line. He said, now I want everyone to continue in the prayer as people come by, and I'll be laying hands upon each one for their healing. Come, sir, I pray for this, my brother, in the name of Jesus Christ to be healed. I pray for this, my brother, in the name of Jesus Christ to be healed. I pray for this, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing. Amen. I pray for my sister in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing. I pray for my sister in Jesus' name for her healing. I pray for my sister in Jesus' name for her healing. I pray for my brother in the name of Jesus Christ for his healing. I pray for my sister in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing. I pray for my brother in the name of Jesus Christ for his healing. I pray for my brother in Jesus' name that you heal him. I lay hands upon our brother in the name of Jesus Christ for his healing. I lay my hands upon this brother in Jesus' name for his healing. With my hands laid upon this brother, I ask for his healing in Jesus' name while he's in divine presence now, here now of your anointing. Now, there's a whole bunch more I could give you. There's just where you go and you type in the word in Jesus' name or in the name of Jesus. And you're going to find what Brother Brown is praying. He's always doing this. It's not just a couple isolated quotes. And we know the success that Brother Branham had in praying. I think too many times, you know, we go through the motions, but we don't call out his name. And that name is so very important. Now listen, we all know that the name is very important because the name carries the character. It defines the seed life. You all know that. That is why we don't name our children Elvis or Ricky, because Elvis means cat and Ricky means rat. Names have meanings because the name carries the character. And people ought to research the meaning of a name before they name their children, or you may have trouble in your hands later on. And the name Jesus, or Yeshua, pronounced in the Hebrew Yeshua, derived from Jehovah, it carries the character of God. I can prove it by the Bible. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3, and we'll read from verse 11 to 13. And Moses said unto God, who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. What was a token? He says, my presence will be with you. I will be with you. My presence, he said. God himself said, certainly I will be with thee, and this what? My presence shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name? Well, what shall I say to them? Now notice, Moses asked God the question, what is your name? And that word name was translated as name, N-E-M-E in the English, from the Hebrew word Shem. Now, there's something special about this word Shem, because it actually means in the Hebrew dictionary, not the word name. It actually means the word character. What is your character? What is your characteristics? What is your character? What is your nature? The word Shem is an appellation, as a mark of memorial of individuality. By implication, it speaks of honor and authority and character. What is your character? What is your authority? What does that mean? What is your power? What is your power? What is your character? So there you have it. The Hebrew word for name is Shem, and it speaks of identifiable characteristics or character and honor and authority. So Moses is saying, by what appellation are you known for? What honor, what authority, what character defines you? And God answers him. He says, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. I exist that I exist. In other words, God is saying, tell them my presence is with you. And my presence brings power. And it'll be known by the power. God says, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. The existing one, the one who's present, has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. What is my name forever? What is my memorial? I am that I am. I am present. I am the self-existing one. Now the Jews write the name of God as J H-W-H. Because in Judaism, the name of God expresses the very being and the very nature of God, as the word Shem explains the very character of God. So to pronounce the name of God was to encounter and be enveloped by the very presence of God. And the Jew keeps in mind that when the people came into the presence of God, if any man even entered onto that mountain where God was at, they would be stoned. They would die. That is why the Jew never mentions the name of God. You ever see their publications? G, capital G, capital D. They don't even spell out G-O-D. Capital G, capital D. And they use it, the abbreviation J-H-W-H. They will not say it. Because no man could approach God's presence on the mountain and live. But Jesus commanded us that we must be baptized in that name in order to receive life, God's own life. Why? Because I am that I am simply means I am the one who is present. Now this J-H-W-H, I got a kick out of a friend of mine years ago. We lived in Bloomington, Indiana when we first started pastoring here. We drove every week, 3.5 hours to get here. And he was studying Hebrew and Russian at the University of Bloomington, Indiana, and University of Indiana. And one day he comes over to the house and he's just like a cloud nine. He's just so happy. He said, Brother Brian, he said, I finally, after all these years of studying, I finally know how to pronounce the name of God. And I said, oh yeah, brother, what is it? He said, Yahweh. And I started laughing. And I said, brother, I said, I've known how to pronounce the name of God my whole Christian life. It's Jesus. Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New. Jesus. But Jesus commanded us that we must be baptized in that name in order to receive life, God's own life. Why? Because I am that I am simply means I am the one who's present. And when you are baptized in his name, you receive that life. You're receiving his presence. Lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end. It is the name of Jesus that the very character of God was manifested. Because after all, Jesus was pronounced in the Hebrew Yeshua, which means Jehovah Savior or Jehovah who saves. Now from God's provided place of worship, Brother Bram said, only those who are born into Jesus Christ take on his name. That's right. You take on his name when you're born in there, not by water baptism. Although you can be baptized in his name, but that don't take on his name. You take on his name by birth, not by water. See, you're baptized into the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir, into fellowship. But you are baptized by the Holy Ghost into Jesus Christ. So you can be baptized 100 times any way you want to the other way. It makes no difference. But when you're baptized, once baptized by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ, you become a son or daughter of God. And every word is true. And then he did that. For that purpose. Well, Paul says in, or excuse me, John says in John 8:17, it is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. Jesus says, I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then they said unto him, where is thy Father? And Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple. And no man laid hands upon him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. But whither I go, you cannot come. Why? Because they turned down the name, they turned down presence. Then Jesus says, then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he saith, whither I go, you cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. Now notice Jesus says, if you believe not that I am he, and the Greek word is ego eimi, or I am he. Here Jesus absolutely declares the very nature and presence of his Father is in him. Because of his use of I am, as we saw in Exodus 3:14. Also in Deuteronomy 32:39, We read, "See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal, neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand." And Isaiah 43 and 10, "You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." So when we read those scriptures in the beginning that said there's no salvation outside of the name of Jesus, now we know the name of the one who is the I Am, the one who is the self-existing, whose presence. And notice they say, like Moses said, that they would say, "Who are you?" "Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning." In John 8 and 28 we read, "Then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I bear the divine name. I am he. I am that I am. I am the one who is present, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak those things. And he that sent me is with me. And the Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things which are pleasing to him." Now notice the language of presence coming from Jesus, coming from Yeshua, coming from Jehovah, the young, you know, little Jehovah, as Brother Bram called him, the one who saves, the Son of God. He says, "He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me. His presence is with me." And notice that Jesus says in verse 28, he said, "When you see that I am lifted up, then you will know the power of the name. You will see the power of his presence is with me." And isn't that the promise that we all have in Romans 8 and verse 11? Paul says, "But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if through the Spirit you do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." In other words, look, if the Spirit of God dwells in you, then his Spirit will bear witness in you. Now the word bear or bearing, it means no matter if you're just standing or acting, the character will be brought forth. And like when a woman bears a child, she's carrying that child. She's got that life within her, you see. "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waits for this manifestation of the sons of God." In other words, God is waiting for that name to bear witness in you, the character, the nature, the power. Now, the use of the name in Christianity springs from the fact that the name is identified with the person to whom the name belongs. In other words, Christianity is Christian. The name is Christ. And the belief that the qualities and powers of that person are inherent in the name, so that by invoking that name, his power and authority are called into operation. In the Greek manuscripts, the word power and name were entirely synonymous. That some of the Greek theologians use them interchangeably, as we see in the following scriptures. And in other words, the word power and the word name are interchangeable. John 17:11, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those who thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gave me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled." The power of the name to keep and save. Now the word name was translated from the Greek word onoma, which also translated as character and authority or power. Notice then, in the name is the character. In the name is the authority. In the name is the power itself. Even the Pharisees knew that there was power in the name. In Acts 4 and verse 7, and when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have ye done this?" Then Peter, being filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, If we this day be examined of a good deed done to the impotent man, by what means that he is made whole, be it known unto you and all to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. The man was healed in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name. Look at Peter's testimony. He's telling them that the power to heal, the power to make that man that had been in that condition for 40 years whole again, the power lays in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, we turn to Acts 3 and 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I nothing, but what I have I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. In the name. Again in Acts 4 and 11. This is a stone that was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man that was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go out aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do with these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it may spread no further among the people, let us straightway threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. Silence the name, and you defeat the church. Use titles, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and you've got the church broken down. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all or to teach in the name of Jesus. What is it that they throw out in the schools? You can't pray in the name of Jesus. You can say, oh, in we pray in God's name. Or we pray, you know, we pray to you, oh God. We pray to you, Lord. But they cannot use the name of Jesus. They even told Christina when she was giving the, I think it was at Sinclair, when she was to give the prayer for the graduation class. They said, you can't use the name of Jesus. She did it anyway. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what they did here. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God or hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how that they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorify God for what had been done. In Acts 5 and chapter in verse 40. And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and had beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. They hate the name, but we love it. The name is power. The name is presence. The name is our healing. In that name is our salvation. Now, let's go to Exodus chapter 6 and find out a little bit more about that name. In Exodus 6 and 2, and God spake unto Moses, and he said unto him, I am the Lord. That's L-O-R-D, capital, is Jehovah the self-existent, or the eternal one, Jehovah. And I appeared unto Abraham, and unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty, by the name of El Shaddai, by the name of the Almighty. But my name, Jehovah, was I not known to them. God did not speak to Abraham about restoration, about salvation, about redemption. It was about a promise. So God was not known unto Abraham, nor to Isaac, nor to Jacob as the one who saves, but rather he was known simply as the Almighty. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provideth the sacrifice. Now let's read on. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, the one whose presence saves. And I will, my presence will, bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will, my presence will, rid you out of their bondage. And I will, my presence will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will, my presence will take you for my people. And I will, my presence will be to you a God. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, whose presence will bring you out from under the burdens of Egypt Egyptians, and I will, my presence will bring you into the unto the land concerning that which I swear to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, and I will, my presence will give it to you for an heritage. I am the Lord. I am the self-existing one. I am the self, or the self-present one. Because after all, is not that what exists present? If you exist, you're present. So we see that when Moses calls out to God to know his name, he says, I exist that I exist. I am that I am. I am present that I am present. In Exodus 33 and 15, and he said unto them, if thy presence go not with me, then carry us not up hence. That's what Moses said to God. You are the great present one. You are the I am. But if you don't go with us, if your presence doesn't go with us, if you're just sending me, I don't want to go. I want to stay in your presence. From why some people can't get the victory, Brother Brown said, and as God's servant, I bring you in Jesus' name, in Jesus Christ's name, into the presence of Almighty God. How do you get into the presence of Jesus Christ? By saying his name. How many times have you been going down the highway and you start sliding on the ice and you say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Brings his presence down. Brings control over the car. From accepting God's provided way, Brother Brown said, our Heavenly Father, we are coming into thy presence now as we bow our heads and our hearts in humility. We are approaching by faith beyond the moon and the stars of the throne of God in the name of the Lord Jesus, because we are sure that if we come in his name, that you're going to hear us. So when we pray, are we praying in the name of Jesus? Father, I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Or do we just say, oh Lord, hear my prayer. What Lord are you talking to? Baal? Satan? Oh God, hear my prayer. Are you talking to the God of this evil age? Or are you talking to the Lord Jesus Christ? He says, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, by faith, we are approaching by faith beyond the moon, the stars, through the throne of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because we are sure that if we come in his name, that you're going to hear us. We will be accepted in your presence through his name. And what a privilege that is to know that we are accepted in the presence of God through the name of Jesus Christ. And he told us, Father, that whatsoever we asked in his name, that you, in your abundance of mercy and grace, would pardon our sins and would give to us our desire, Father, we're so happy for that. Do we pray in the name of Jesus? And from testimony on the sea, Brother Rest, our Heavenly Father, we are coming now into thy presence by the way and the name of our Lord Jesus, knowing with the blessed assurance that he promised us, if we would ask anything in his name, that you grant it to us. We are very grateful for this. Words cannot express the way that we feel about it with assurance that we have, that you're listening to us just now. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Your gracious Father, we humbly and reverently call out the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, knowing that he said, the works that I do shall he do also, even greater than this shall he do, for I go to my Father. And ask anything in my name, and I will do it. Anything. So, Father, we are asking in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that you prepare us, O God, for the going home. You prepare us in our hearts for the rapture, that our hearts would be united with your heart. That when your heart beats, our hearts would beat with it. And help us to bear that name, to carry that name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, next Saturday night will be communion, 7:30. We'll continue our study on the importance of the name of Jesus, how it brings us into the presence of God, brings his power. I actually had a whole lot more I was going to give, but I thought, well, this is actually breaking out into a mini-series, so there's some really wonderful things that we find even in this message. Brother Bram says that we are to bear the name as the bride of Jesus. We are to bear the name of Jesus. And so we're going to look into what does it really mean to bear that name, because we're supposed to bear that name. The whole host of heaven, whole family of God in heaven and earth is named Jesus. So let's, as we depart, let's take the name of Jesus with you. number 222 in the books if you have them.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe.